Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Seamus Toomey from Block Club Chicago, starting us off with a story about Promontory Point. What's going on there on the south side? Good morning, Seamus.
Hey, good morning, Bob. Yes, Promontory Point. It's the little man-made peninsula that juts out of Hyde Park between 54th and 56th Street. Really popular place year-round, particularly in the summer, because you can sit on those old limestone rocks and have a wave splash you a little bit. But, you know, for the last 20 years or so, there's been a project underway to potentially replace the limestone rocks there and the revetment that protects the point from the lake. And it's really been a subject of concern by Hyde Park residents who really prefer the way it is now, sort of the old school piled up limestone rocks that the WPA project put in back in the 30s up and down the lake. There are some of the last ones left. And so they've been fighting for it. They have a campaign called Save the Rocks. They're trying to avoid just getting kind of a sterile concrete replacement that we've seen up and down the lake as well. So good news for them. Late last week, the U.S. rep down there, Robin Kelly, announced that she had found about $500,000 in basically a federal earmark to study ways to preserve those rocks and to not go the standard way of just of paving everything down there. So she's really on board for the preservationist in Hyde Park. They were relieved to hear that their U.S. rep is in Washington fighting for them and hopefully going to preserve the Promontory Point limestone rocks.
And good news also for a Southside crossing guard, much beloved, avoiding eviction, it looks like, right?
Yeah, you know, if you're lucky enough in your neighborhood, you've got a crossing guard that that everybody loves. The Washington Park neighborhood on the south side has Tammy Anderson. She's been known to locals for she dances throughout the morning and the afternoon at 55th and State as she gets the kids across the street safely. She fell on some hard times in the last couple months because of COVID and some illnesses in her family, and it was way back on rent. She was looking at eviction, but we had done a couple stories about her originally about how much she was loved. We wrote about how she had started a GoFundMe trying to get back the $2,400 in back rent. And within a couple hours, folks had raised over $19,000 for Tammy Anderson. So she can pay off her rent. She's going to do something nice for the kids in the neighborhood as well as her own kids. So thanks to everyone that stepped up to help Tammy, because she's just one of those good folks that makes a neighborhood work.
We like that. Thanks, Seamus. Have a good day.
Thanks, Bob.